The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. What are we called around here? Devil's Advocates. So anyways, last segment of the day. Your call still welcome, 844-967-2789. But in the meantime, I got more political updates for you, our fair audience. Kevin Nicholson, all our Wisconsin listeners, you remember that guy. He ran for the U.S. Senate. His parents maxed out the Tammy Baldwin's campaign. Well, you think he would have learned his lesson, but he's got a sugar daddy. Dick Uihlein, same guy that helped fund the January 6th insurrection, is funding the Nicholson campaign here in the state of Wisconsin. And last week, the Assembly Speaker, Robin Voss, a very powerful man in his own mind, said, Nicholson, if you're thinking about getting in the race, just don't. There's no need for you to run for governor. Well, Nicholson, you know, he's not going to take that sitting down, I guess. Molly Beck reporting at the Journal Sentinel, Kevin Nicholson, an all but declared GOP candidate for governor, made clear on Saturday he's planning to run an insurgent campaign after he admonished the leader of the state Republican Party in front of a Manitowoc County crowd and promised to push him out of his job. Well, that's how you make friends and influence people, Kevin. In brief, video footage of the Manitowoc County Republican caucus event, Nicholson blasted what he called the machine of Wisconsin Republican politics that he claimed was not working to win elections, but instead to provide jobs for politicians. You represent a broken machine. You're part of it, Nicholson told Republican Party of Wisconsin Chairman Paul Farrow in front of the caucus meeting crowd. Now, Paul Farrell's mom was the lieutenant governor. He's a Waukesha County guy, right? Here's what Nicholson said to him. It has lost 11 out of 12 races. It will lose the next one if you're allowed to get in the way. If you're allowed to get your way, my bad. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu, who attended the event, said the filmed exchange took place after Nicholson said the state party planned to force candidates who did not receive party endorsements from their primary race. LeMahieu said, that's not the party's plan. Farrow attempted to interject, prompting the comments from Nicholson, according to LeMahieu. An aide to Nicholson did not immediately respond to questions about the exchange. And let's not forget, back in way back, 4 years ago, 2018, former state senator, I called her Nurse Ratchet, Senator Leah Vukmer, always had the hots for Dom. Well, she won the state's GOP endorsement after over Nicholson in a race for the U.S. Senate. Vukmer then called on Nicholson to leave the race, a request he rejected. The party's endorsement typically allows receiving candidates to have access to the state's party campaign infrastructure. The machine! The Saturday episode followed clashes in recent days between Nicholson and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, foreshadowing an anti-establishment campaign that Nicholson is likely to run against Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. Well, she's the former, right? Wants to be the future governor? In a statement, Farrow did not directly address Nicholson's comments, but said the party would embrace whichever candidate emerges from the Republican primary, as long as it's not Kevin Nicholson. A little bit more. The grassroots activists of the Republican Party will hold an endorsement vote in May, and the voters in August primary will ultimately choose our party's nominee, Farrow said. Any Republican candidate will be a far better choice to get our state back on track than our current governor, and we're looking forward to working hand in hand with whichever candidate emerges to defeat Tony Evers in November. Farrow is the Waukesha County executive and a former state lawmaker. He was elected chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin in August. Just a little aside about the last Republican Party chair of the state of Wisconsin. Well, he signed off as an illegal fraudulent elector and claimed that, you know, he was an elector for Donald Trump. Andrew Hitt, I believe his name, the former party chair. So this is the reformer. Farrow's the clean it up guy. Nicholson said if he wins, it all changes overnight. Paul Farrow is not going to be the party chair, and I'll swear by it. Well, that's a bold statement. At least four Republican lawmakers were standing in the room as Nicholson criticized them as being bought and paid for by Clayfish, referring to campaign donations made by the Political Action Committee Clayfish established in 2020 for legislative candidates. So Rebecca Clayfish has a super PAC, you know, to win friends and influence people, give them campaign donations. So she's lining up lots of people in the Republican machine. And he doesn't like that, he being Nicholson. A spokesman for Clayfish declined to comment. LeMahieu said Farrow does not earn a salary as the chairman of the party, nor should he, to Crudy's opinion. He's doing this on his own time. He's doing this because he wants what's best for the state party. Too bad not what's best for the people or the state, LeMahieu said. So I'm not sure where that's coming from. Nicholson, a Waukesha County consultant and Marine veteran, has tussled, I tell ya, with longtime elected Republicans before. During his 2018 U.S. Senate campaign, he also tussled with Farrow's mama, former Lieutenant Governor Margaret Farrow, during a Republican event in 2018. LeMahieu, Republican Attorney General candidate Eric Toney, Reps Tyler Vorpagel, and Shea Sartwell, oh, he's always there, and Senator Patrick Tessin, who is running for Lieutenant Governor, were present Saturday for Nicholson's comments. When asked how such comments may affect the Republican-controlled legislature's relationship with the governor if Nicholson is elected, LeMahieu said, "It's too early to tell." Here's a quote. "I think, personally, that a primary isn't always the worst thing as long as they're talking about differences between candidates. I think that's what a primary is all about. If you're a gubernatorial candidate, you share your vision for Wisconsin, and let the voters decide." Now, Nicholson has not yet, you know, registered a campaign, but that doesn't mean he's not going to. His campaign said, "Kevin is a born leader. If he decides to run for governor, he will have my," his sugar daddy says this. An endorsement from the sugar daddy. "Kevin is a born leader. If he decides to run for governor, he will have my full support and commitment to win the primary and general elections. I know he's a fighter. We need to get Wisconsin back on track." Now, Uline's wife gave $220,000 to Clayfish. That's awkward. Wisco Paul, sorry, so short, man. You got the last word.
All right. Well, first of all, Michael, you can't believe anything any Republican said. Zero, all liars. They're all tied to Alec anyway. But you also had three Wisconsin Supreme Court judges that were okay with the overturn of the Wisconsin election. All the GOP congressmen and Voss, all corrupt. Please put down the flag, for Christ's sakes. And I got another one.
Make it quick, Wisco.
There was another article. The GOP is 95% white. So that's it. Thanks, Crudy. Bye.
Appreciate the call, Wisco. Well, there's Senator Julian Bradley. And there's Tim Scott from South Carolina. So, you know, they got two black friends. Ben Carson, former HUD secretary. I got lots of fine friends. They include former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel. Thank you for coming around today, Jim. Now stick around. My good friend Earl Ingram is next. The new Earl Ingram Show, right here on Devil Radio. Keep it locked.
Man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.